It's not uncommon for patients with sickle cell disease to have pain episodes that land them in the hospital. 60% have at least one such episode, called a vaso-occlusive episode, each year. About 1 in 5 have multiple episodes annually that require hospitalization. Because the drug methadone has been effective as a treatment for cancer pain, Washington University emergency medicine specialist Jennifer Horst and her colleagues decided to see how it worked in patients with pain from sickle cell disease.
Methadone is a medication that is used a lot with patients with other types of chronic pain, such as cancer patients. There are some patients who with sickle cell disease who have received methadone, but it's a small minority, and it's not one of the typical pain medications.
Children and adults with sickle cell disease have vaso-occlusive episodes when the shape of their red blood cells becomes altered.
There is a problem with the red blood cells, and under certain circumstances, such as illness or dehydration or sometimes of unknown causes, the red blood cells change shape, and we call it sickle. They're in a sickle shape. And whenever the red blood cells change shape, they do not flow through the blood vessels as well and cannot give oxygen to the tissue as well, and that's what causes pain.
Horst worked with Washington University anesthesiologist Evan Karish in testing methadone in sickle cell patients. They followed 24 children and another 23 adults who had been hospitalized for pain. Everyone got standard painkilling drugs, but half of the kids and adults also got a single low dose of methadone on their first day in the hospital.
Because this pain medication has a faster onset and lasts longer than other typical pain medicines, that we would be able to either prevent them from being admitted to the hospital, which would be the most ideal thing, that they'd be able to go home, or that if they had to be admitted, they would be able to resolve their pain crises more quickly and be discharged home.
In the children, the single low dose of methadone resulted in better pain relief than the standard painkilling drugs that kids normally get.
There is not a lot of data on how methadone works in children, and so that was one of the things we were looking at. What we have found is that methadone is longer lasting than other pain medicines that would typically be used, and also has a faster onset, and so the pain could be treated more quickly and the pain relief would last longer.
But in adults, Horst says there wasn't as much of a difference between patients who got methadone and those who didn't.
Part of the study was to make sure that we could give this medication in a safe manner, and so we used lower doses than one would probably typically give to treat pain, and so that might be why the adults did not have the improvement in pain scores that we would have liked to have seen.
The new study is published in the journal Pediatric Blood and Cancer. I'm Jim Dryden.